Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with us. Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Diana Furscott-Roth is here. She's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the director of the economics21.org website, part of the Manhattan Institute's group. She's a senior fellow there. Author of 3 books, chief economist for 3 different presidential administrations. And our good friend, Diana, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been reporting on for actually a number of years is a weird situation in the workplace where we've got, and we have for a number of years we had high unemployment, and yet we had 4 to 6 million jobs, good jobs, going unfilled in America, and that was that's a real problem. Now unemployment has come down, we still have those unfilled jobs, and so we still have 40-year record low participation rate. What's going on?
Well, there's a few things going on, and one is that sometimes people don't have the education to fill the jobs that are there, and employers say that they can't train them. That the education level of our workforce, the people who have graduated from high school, don't have the skills that it used to be. I mean, when you graduated from high school, Jim, there was a lot of things you could do that high school graduates cannot do right now.
Right.
So that's one problem, that the level of education is going down, and we need more school choice in order to fix that, to get these kids out of underperforming schools. Another problem is that sometimes people are not trained for the right job. So community college programs offer these kinds of programs that would be helpful, but instead guidance counselors channel people into 4-year colleges rather than community colleges.
Rather than send them to learn a trade.
Right, exactly.
Because I'm going to tell you something, Diana.
We need more trade.
I'm going to tell you something. The trades, 30 years from now, when people are living their lives a lot different than they are today, there's still going to need to be people who can fix things. And that's a trade.
Right, exactly. And we can see
and those people would be making a lot of money.
Well, we can see that the incomes for plumbers and electricians and HVAC repairmen, those have all been going up because we still need those people.
Carpenters.
People are going in.
Carpenters.
Yeah.
Plumbers. People are still going to need things to be built and plumbed and fixed and repaired.
Right, exactly. Yes. Yes. So that's a very good field for people to go into, going into community college, taking a high-return course, such as plumbing, HVAC, nursing, computer coding. These are all certifications that we can get with just 2 years and not get into debt. Community colleges cost about $2,500 a year on average.
Yep.
So that would be a lot of progress if high school guidance counselors did not automatically tell everybody to go to a 4-year college.
Well, the point that you started to make earlier, you made part of it earlier, I graduated from a liberal arts college with a liberal arts degree.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of different jobs my degree wasn't necessarily in, but as you say, in my day, I could get away with it. You can't do that now. Liberal arts education is a little bit squishy right now, isn't it?
Right, and also high school education isn't as good as it used to be. You don't have those math skills that you used to have when you graduated from high school.
So another thing is we need welfare reform, don't we?
Because it used to be that before 2008 that if you were an able-bodied adult, you couldn't be on welfare. You couldn't get it was harder to get food stamps.
Right.
It was harder to get benefits. That was relaxed during the 2008 recession.
Obama almost reversed, basically made worse what the Republicans and Clinton took care of in the 90s.
Yes, he very much went back on it, and it was supposed to be temporary, but these things are never temporary.
Nope.
It was impossible to get rid of them.
Is welfare reform on the scale that Gingrich and Clinton got done in the 90s, is that possible in the future?
I think it is possible, and one way to do that is basically give block grants to states, and then states would do it on their own.
I'd like that. I'd like giving it back to, things like that back to the states. Don't you?
Right. I would. Yeah.
Shouldn't we? Yeah. Shouldn't we do the same thing with education?
We should do it with everything we can. That's what our founding fathers originally envisioned.
It's exactly right. I like that idea. Hey, Diana, keep up the good work. You're doing such a great job up there at economics21.org, and come back soon.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.
You're always here. You're always welcome here, Diana. Diana Fritschkott-Roth, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Diana joined us, and so we did. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
The following show.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.